From WGCU News, I'm Mike Kinnairy. In recognition of National Heat Stroke Day on July 31st, the Safe Kids Coalition of Southwest Florida partnered with first responders in Collier County to share tips on how to prevent leaving a child in a car and what to do if a person encounters a child left in a car. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo reports from North Collier Fire Rescue Station 45, where first responders demonstrated how they respond to reports of children left in cars.
Students responding to the child left in the vehicle, updates are advising that the caller is refusing to break the window and the child appears to be having difficulty breathing and her face is turning bright red.
Even though the sun isn't shining, a thermostat connected to a car in the rear of the firehouse read a little over 91 degrees. Inside the car, the temperature is 122 degrees. It's that drastic difference in temperature, says Sally Crusher of the Safe Kids Coalition of Southwest Florida, that can be fatal to children left inside of cars.
In just 10 minutes, the inside of a vehicle can heat up 19 degrees. Children's bodies heat up 3 to 5 times faster than adults. So unfortunately, in just a short amount of time, their body temperatures can rise very rapidly.
Crusher says in Florida's subtropical heat, a child's body temperature can rise to 104 degrees in a matter of minutes, triggering organ failure. During their demonstration, first responders waste no time in breaking the car windows to get to the doll posing as a child inside.
They did check the locks.
The department's public information officer narrates their actions. The first responders head back to the ambulance with the child prop in less than a minute. Since 1998, more than 790 kids in the U.S. have died from vehicle-related heat stroke. Crusher says 54% of those cases were because caregivers simply forgot that they had a child in the car. To prevent forgetting, Crusher recommends leaving a purse or briefcase in the back seat when a child is present to force you to check the back seat before exiting the car. If a person finds a child in a car, Crusher says that it is vital to take action quickly. Good Samaritan laws apply to people who intervene.
They can break the window. They need to call 911. We want to make sure that a child, even a pet, is not in danger.
So far this year, 4 children in Florida have died from hyperthermia or heat stroke after being left in cars. For WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo.